Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9 with Maren Morris, The Bones. 8:13, it's Wednesday. I'm Walt Lindelow. With me on the line right now, Matt Zika, meteorologist with the National Weather Service Office in Marquette. Good morning, Matt. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it has been a little bit, but the word came out from the state, as they always do. They put the word out about winter weather awareness, preparedness for it, and that's, I said, well, I might as well have Matt on. We talk with you a lot about that, and good time of year right now to be preparing for what is going to be more of the, I guess, the thicker parts of winter. Right now it's off to a mild start, but what are some of the things to keep in mind right now in terms of being ready for the winter and really the snowy and stormy season?
Absolutely. I mean, it's great that we're having this conversation. If you didn't get prepared back in October when we had our cold and snow, we're in a lull right now. So now is that time, I think, to take those steps. Usually we have a lot of snow already on the ground in many parts of the UP, but it's been a pretty slow start in that regard. So this is a time we just want folks to make sure if you haven't gotten your snow tires on yet, put your winter safety kit in your car, which is always important if you're traveling across the UP in the wintertime. Just mainly common sense things, and we have this time period right now to take those steps before our next 5 months of winter.
You mentioned that it is kind of mild right now. We've all noticed that yes, we had kind of a blast in October. There was a little bit of snow, but right now it's a mild stretch. What's going on right now, and maybe what can we expect, at least in the short term?
Right now, when we look out over the next few weeks, the pattern is kind of locked into what we've been seeing over the last couple of weeks. Maybe not as crazy warm as it was during the first week of November, but it does look like we're going to be in a pattern that's favorable for above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation, actually, for the next 2 to 3 weeks. So while we go through a few periods there where it will get pretty chilly, it won't be anything out of the ordinary that we would typically see in November, and actually probably have more days with high temperatures around 40 degrees than we're used to seeing through the latter part of November, even in the beginning of December.
We're talking with Matt Zika with the National Weather Service Office in Marquette. And Matt, what's causing this? Why are we in this cycle now?
The atmosphere sometimes gets locked into patterns for a few weeks at a time. In October, we were locked in a situation where all the cold air was dumping out of Canada into the Great Lakes and produced our chilly and some places snowy weather during that month. Now we're in a pattern where things are much more, the jet stream's more west to east. So all the Pacific air coming off the Pacific Ocean, moving across the country, and there's no real source of cold air to dip down into the United States right now. And that pattern looks locked in for the next few weeks. Looking out for further into the winter season, oftentimes we look what's happening down in the equatorial Pacific Ocean as what the water temperatures are doing there. And this year, those water temperatures actually are colder than normal, which puts us in what's called the La Nina year. And that has an impact on how the winter will go across parts of the United States. For us here in the UP, there's not always a direct correlation to La Nina winters. We can have above normal or below normal temperatures. But that's just something that will affect other parts of the country where probably the northern plains and the Pacific Northwest, we know temperatures there will definitely be below normal this coming winter.
Well, it's interesting, Matt, because, we talk here on the show a lot, and, Mark has a good way of saying that even though it's nice right now, we're going to pay for it later, and that kind of might be what happens. But is there any insight you can give us? I mean, what do you think? I realize it's kind of nebulous to nail it, but what do you think we're going to see as we get into more of the, as we call it, the dead of winter?
Right now, I'd say don't get fooled by our early mild start to the winter as we head into the early part of December. More than likely, we're looking at things similar to last year. While last year, the winter was a little bit temperature-wise above normal, snowfall was right on where we would expect it to be. And more than likely, that's what we're looking at for the upcoming winter season. And we know here living in the UP, it's a guarantee it will get cold. We'll have some very, very cold spells. And then in addition to that, we know we're going to have many bouts of winter precipitation. And so the whole concept of getting ready, making sure you're aware of what the weather forecast is going to be if you're having to be traveling for a couple of days, having those safety kits in your car, having extra blankets and gloves and things like that available. I mean, that's the whole purpose of, we just want to make sure folks use their common sense to stay safe throughout the winter season.
Matt, always good advice. We appreciate you having on this morning. And certainly let's talk again as we get a little further into the winter and see how maybe things, when we turn that corner eventually towards spring, we'll also look toward that as well.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All right. Thanks. That's Matt Zika joining us this morning, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Marquette. Good advice right there. Get ready for the winter. It is coming. And we know that. We live here in the UP. We've got much more to come, even though it's kind of calm and nice right now. Maybe it's sweater weather, you know, a cardigan with Taylor Swift.